Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. There is a fascinating opening to the brachas that we read this morning, where the pasuk says, "Uvo alecha kol habrachos ha'ela," all the brachas that are promised that are going to come to you will come to you. Vehi sigucha. So, what does this mean? Vehi sigucha. All the brachos will come to you. Uvo alecha kol habrachos. Vehi sigucha. I think if you look in most translations, art scroll, whatever, it'll probably say, they will overtake you. They will reach you. Lahasig means to, you know, to reach or to overtake. So in other words, the bracha is going to come and the bracha is going to take hold of you. What does this mean? What is the Torah getting at by telling us, uva alecha brachos vehi sigucha? So I would like to suggest a couple of different approaches here. First of all, is the word lahasig can mean something else entirely. A hasaga is a concept, an idea that you understand. To say that, a phrase that we might use, to be masig, I can't be masig, means I can't understand, I cannot fathom, or I can understand, I can fathom. The idea of the brachos here is uva alecha kol habrachos vehi sigucha. Not only will Hashem give you the brachos, but you will be able to appreciate them, to understand the brachos. What do I mean by that? So we're in the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and it's customary during Elul to use the salutation, Ksiva v'chsima tova. You should be written and inscribed in the book of, for all good things, a bracha. But there is a minhag that some have to say, you should have a good Ksiva v'chsima tova. Like we say, good yontif, right? Good yom tov. So what does it mean to say a good Ksiva v'chsima tova? It's either a bracha or it's not a bracha. So I think that we can understand it in the following way. It's all a matter of perspective. We believe that everything Hashem gives us in life is tov. Anything that emanates from the Ribbono Shel Olam is tov. Now, sometimes things are readily understandable and perceivable as good. And sometimes we don't understand it at all. You don't understand it at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, might give us, the bracha of a good job. Say, oh, I can appreciate this bracha, good parnasa, right? But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends things our ways that are challenging and are difficult. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu might put a challenging person in my life, a difficult person, somebody who triggers me in all kinds of ways. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me a difficult situation, a challenging experience. But these are ultimately meant, we believe, our amuna and bitachon is, that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for our tov, for our betterment. And so the bracha, when we say you should have a good ksiva chsima tova, is not just that we should have a blessing of a good year from Hashem's perspective, that Hashem can understand and know that it's good, but also that from our limited human perspective, that we can appreciate that it is good. Uva alecha kol habrachos ha'ela, all these brachas should come to you, vehi sigucha, and you should be able to be masig the goodness in each of these brachos, the ones that are easy to understand, and the bigger bracha is the ones that are sometimes more difficult to understand. And similarly, the idea of appreciating a bracha, the appreciating that this is a bracha. Sometimes you don't appreciate things in our lives. You know, a person can have good health for 119 and a half years, and then they get sick. And all of a sudden, they appreciate what they had. Uva alecha habrachos vehisi gucha means not only will Hashem give us the brachos, we should be able to appreciate those brachos. So this comes with basically the idea of perception. And if we are able to perceive the brachos, to understand the brachos, not just have an emunah that the bracha is there for us, then that is a tremendous bracha in and of itself. There's another way to understand this. Zalman Sirotskin in his Naim LaTorah says, Uva alecha brachos vehi sigucha, means indeed the brachos will reach you. Right? There are two ways that something can be, can reach a person. Physically, right? Vehi sigucha. Or what we just said, vehi sigucha, mentally, intellectually. When something, information comes my way, and I now understand it, so it reaches me. But that's true in the intellectual universe, and it's true in the physical universe. Somebody throws me a ball, the ball reaches me. So Zalman Sorotskin says the following, based on Sifrei in Eken. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah decrees, we're going to have all types of brachas. We're going to have good health, and we're going to have a parnasa, and we're going to have nachas, all good things, right? So now, once Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is over, so I can go eat treif, and I can be mechal Shabbos, and say all the Lashon Hara that I want. I got nothing to worry about, right? All the brachas have been decreed already. So I'm going to have the parnasa, I'm going to have the good, I'm going to have everything. It's been decreed. And obviously that's not the case. Says the Sifrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas will come for sure. If, for example, good rain has been promised, good rain will come. But that good rain might happen to fall in the desert, in which case it doesn't help you at all. The brachas will for sure come. The question is, v'hisigucha, will you live a life in a manner in which it will actually reach you? And that depends on your achrayus. That's your responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wonderful brachas to give us Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yom Adin. But will they reach you? To use perhaps a more up-to-date example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah declares that you're getting $250,000 dollar profit this year on a business deal, and that's coming. Great. But then what happens is, after the $250,000 windfall comes in, turns out the roof of my house broke and the plumbing and all that money goes to fix up the house and things that broke. So the bracha came, but it didn't reach me. The bracha here is uvalach habrachos ha'ila vehi sigucha. Not just that the brachas are going to come, but we live our lives in such a way, v'hayayim shamoa tishma, the brachas will reach us as well. So it's not just about the bracha's coming, it's what happens after the bracha comes. For us to perceive and appreciate and understand the brachas, and after the bracha comes, will it reach us? But there's one final or one other idea here that I'd like to share. And that is that the Medrash points out that it says twice, v'hi sigucha in the parasha. The first time is by the brachas, uvo alecha habrachas, and the other is by the klolos, uvo alecha klolos. And in both situations, it says, the brachas will come v'hisigucha, and the curses will come v'hisigucha. Now, if you look carefully, the word is the same, but it's written slightly differently in each situation. By the brachas, v'hisigucha is written chaser. There's no shuruk there. The u sound, the vav with the dot in it, doesn't exist. V'hisigucha, no vav. It's written chaser. But by the klolas, the word v'hisigucha is written male. It has the vav with the dot, the shuruk. So how do we explain this? So the Medrash says the following. I might have thought, let the brachas be written male in its fullness. And the klala should be written chaser, because, you know, maybe Hashem will have a little rachmanasa on us. But the Medrash says the reason that by the klalas it's written male is because the vav is the vav hachibur. Vav means and. Vav is the connecting letter in the Lashon HaKodesh. And this is the vav that is mechaber to us to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam to us. And the Medrash says, Imo Anochi Betzara. If I, Hashem, even in your darkest moment, even in times of terrible, tremendous challenge and difficulty and, God forbid, tragedy and klalas, Imo Anochi Betzara. I'm there right with you. Lirmoz ki Hashem shochein bekirbam velo yovdu begalas. Hashem will be there with us, even in those very, very difficult times. Imo anochi betzara. That's the vav. Another version of the Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if I weren't there, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ein ani ma'ariv es shmi imahem, heim kalem. The Jewish people would never be able to withstand the challenges, the difficulties, the persecution, and all of it. So v'hisigucha is written chaser by the brachas, because, you know, we get along. If I need to give you a bracha and you want to get a bracha, somehow we find each other. Yeah, we get along. But when it comes to the klalas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extra presence with us. He is there for us. But it's even on a deeper level than that. The Vav HaChibur is not just that Hashem connects to us and is with us in these times of persecution, in the dark days of Kalas, but it's a challenge for us to be mechaber ourselves, to connect ourselves to one another. the Vav HaChibur, the Hisigucha. When the Klalas are coming our way, God forbid, the Hisigucha with the Vav, we have to connect ourselves to our families, to our friends, to Klal Yisrael. What can I do to help another Jew? And if we have the Vav HaChibur, connecting ourselves to others, then perhaps, just perhaps, that is the prescription for transforming the Hisigucha of the Klalas to the Hisigucha of Bracha. And it seems to me that in these days leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's worth it for us to remember that Vo Alecha Brachos, it's not just about the Brachas coming, but it's what happens after the Bracha, the Hisigucha. Kadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with Aguta Ksiva V'Chsima Tova. Good luck.